Hearing to order. Please take the roll. If everybody could settle down, please.
Portantino.
I'm here.
Portantino here. Bates.
Here.
Bates here. Bell.
Here.
Bell here. Bradford.
Here.
Bradford here. Hill.
Here.
Hill here. Nielsen.
Here.
Nielsen here. Wiener.
Here.
Wiener here.
All right. We have a quorum. Ms. Leyva, you are first up. SB 774. Please present, and with the hour, brevity is appreciated.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good evening, members. SB 774 is urgently needed to keep our firefighters safe as they combat increasingly dangerous wildfires across our state. By providing the California State University with $5 million of research funds, SB 774 will be a significant step forward to help us understand how to fight these fires and protect our brave heroes on the front lines. Here to speak in support is Terry McHale on behalf of CAL FIRE 2881, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Mr. Chairman, I'll keep it very brief. Terry McHale with Aaron Reed and Associates. This new normal has meant that we had firefighters 2 years ago. It was unusual to be on the line for 14 straight days. They're now on the line for 50 straight days. People haven't gone home last year, 241 days that they slept away. What this legislation will do is to check to see what are the short-term and long-term physical and emotional impacts to these firefighters who are working, you know, with maximal heartbeat, extraordinary stress, sleep deprivation, and everything else. And it's a small price to pay, and we ask for your vote. Thank you very much.
Anyone else in support?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Megan Subers on behalf of the California Professional Firefighters. Pleased to ask for your support today. Thank you.
Anyone else? Any opposition?
Move the bill.
We have a motion. Any questions? No questions. We have a motion. Ms. Leyva, would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
The recommendation from the chair is do pass. You have a special way of reading this, right?
The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
Your bill is out. Thank you very much. General Roth, please come up and tell us about SB 120.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Thank you for allowing me to give me an opportunity to present this bill and for taking a few minutes on this busy night as we're getting late with lots to do to just say a few things, given what may happen to it. The bill seeks to hit the pause button on a massive water extraction project, about 50,000 acre feet per year for 50 years, in a very fragile part of the Mojave Desert, and to hit that pause button in order to ensure that we get this science right and we make the right decision. As some of you know, the EIR process in this matter involved a flawed process. It was managed by a water agency as the lead agency, located over 130 miles away from the Mojave in Orange County, a water agency with a self-interest in the EIR outcome, in other words, an entitlement to 30% of the water from the project if the EIR was favorable. So the lead agency, of course, as agencies do, hired its own experts to generate the favorable EIR and frankly disregarded other fairly significant scientific evidence from federal agencies such as the U.S. Geological Survey and the National Park Service and others. The EIR process failed to resolve conflicts in the science pertaining to sustainability. In other words, this project, as proposed, pulls more water out of the Mojave aquifer than is recharged back into the basin, frankly, a lot more. Cadiz plans to pull out 50,000 acre feet a year when Cadiz itself admits that the recharge rate is about 30,000 acre feet per year. So in other words, and in other scientific studies, the delta between discharge and recharge is even greater. During the court review, for those of you who may be interested, of the EIR, the courts, of course, in the normal course of business in EIR review, were prohibited from evaluating and resolving the conflict and establishing a sustainable discharge rate. Now, this pumping is not good for the desert aquifer, and if we get this wrong, depending on which scientific study you look at, it will take between 30 and 450 years after Cadiz stops pumping for the discharge to be fit, for the aquifer to be fixed. Now, since this is a fiscal committee, I will get to that, Mr. Chair. The California Lands Commission estimates that the state cost of this particular bill in the study is less than $100,000, and that cost would be billed to the project proponent, in this case, Cadiz, as is the standard practice in CEQA proceedings. The other costs to the state associated with the damage to or destruction of this fragile desert basin are unknown at this time, but are potentially very, very significant. Now, one or two final comments. Prior to bringing this bill for 1 year, since September of 2017, I attempted to get data and an explanation from Cadiz regarding the discharge-recharge dichotomy without success. And after introducing this bill and before it moved to this particular committee, I tried to resolve the issue with Cadiz and have the conflict in science resolved, and my efforts were once again rejected. So, given the wrap-up, given the relatively minor costs associated with this pause, as opposed to the potential devastation to the Mojave Desert and its aquifer, I think we need to hit the pause button, and that's what this bill does. If Cadiz has it wrong, if we get it wrong, who's going to accept responsibility for this? And we can't afford to get it wrong. So I'd ask for your favorable consideration of this extraordinarily important measure at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members, for your patience.
Thank you, General. Are there speakers in support? If the first two speakers could limit your comments to 2 minutes and then everybody else do a me too, that would be greatly appreciated.
You bet. Chair Portantino, members, first, I'm Neil Desai with the National Parks Conservation Association. We strongly support this measure. I also want to say thank you, Chair, for working with our coalition to stop the Cadiz project from peddling its water to the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District earlier this year. We were proud to work with you. I'm actually really excited because you understand that the Trump administration has completely eviscerated the goalposts that's associated with this project. We do not have the safeguards. Start again. All right. Chair Portantino, my state senator, Mr. Weiner, see you again. Thank you for working with our coalition, broad coalition, to oppose the Cadiz water mining project when it came to the Upper San Gabriel. We really appreciate working with you and meeting with you earlier this year. You understand that the federal government has completely eviscerated the goalposts that existed for more than 20 years with this project. There's no federal review anymore. And as the author, General Roth, has said, there's significant discrepancies between the recharge rates of this fragile aquifer. We must take a pause. There's extreme urgency. We now have peer-reviewed science that just came out earlier this year showing that the Cadiz EIR is flawed. This project, by their own estimate, is going to construction next year. We cannot wait more. We must preserve California now. And we urge you to vote aye on this bill. Let's move it forward. Let's get this. Let's get the review that we need. Let's get the safeguards reestablished. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chair. Jennifer Fearing here tonight on behalf of the Defenders of Wildlife and the Center for Food Safety. I want to thank General Roth and thank you, Chairman Portantino, for letting us have this hearing tonight. The unsustainable water mining project in the fragile Mojave that SB 120 would permit and prompt review of is only alive today because the current administration, under the direction of a former Cadiz lobbyist, went to work as the number two at Trump's Department of Interior, where he has overseen unprecedented rollbacks of critical process. We live in unprecedented times that call for leadership committed, truly committed to preserving California, and I'm proud that this effort has earned the support of Lieutenant Governor Newsom, Governor Brown, and Senator Feinstein, and I hope we can count on this California Senate as well. Thank you.
She only used a minute, so you can use her minute.
No, that's okay. Elena Ortiz on behalf of Mojave Desert Land Trust in support. Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Chair and members, Jenna Price on behalf of the California League of Conservation Voters, the Environmental Defense Fund, and NextGen America. We want to thank the author for his work on this bill. I also want to thank the three or four members on here that I know would be voting for this if it wasn't already going to be held.
Chris Clark from Joshua Tree, California, on behalf of the Mojave chapter of the California Native Plant Society. We share my colleague Neil Desai's gratitude to the chair for his opposition to the Cadiz project, and we are in strong support of this bill.
Mr. Chair, Jacob Moss, on behalf of the Native American Land Conservancy, we're an association of tribes whose lands, whose cultural and religious lands will be decimated by this project. We strongly urge the passage of this bill to the floor today. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, Lucas Frerix on behalf of the Nature Conservancy, appreciate the authors carrying this bill, and then we also appreciate your continued opposition to the Cadiz project. Thank you.
Matthew Baker, Planning Conservation League, in support.
David Lamb from Hispanic Access Foundation, Vet Voice Foundation, Native American Land Conservancy. I am here to speak strongly in support of the bill. Chairman Portantino, thank you for your continued opposition to the project. California is the regulator of last resort, and what we are presiding over matters to all Californians. Thank you so much.
Good good evening, night. Juan Altamirano with Audubon, California, in strong support of this measure.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Alfredo de Redondo on behalf of the California Native Plant Society and Azul in strong support. Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak in support? Is there opposition to this project? And again, if the first two speakers could confine themselves to 2 minutes, that would be appreciated. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman and Member Scott Wetch on behalf of the California State Pipe Trades Council. While we have great respect for this author, this bill is terribly misplaced. It's not a matter of federal law, it's a matter of state law. This project had six challenges to the CEQA document, six separate challenges to the groundwater plan. This was fully vetted through all of the various court cases which the applicants won, each and every one of them. What are we telling investors in projects that they can invest 20 years of time, tens of millions of dollars of pre-construction costs, and after they go through the entire process and meet everything that this legislature has set before them, to just have the rug ripped out behind underneath them and threaten 6,000 jobs in one of the most economically disadvantaged areas in the state of California? This bill could come back next January for a full vetting. It could have been introduced this January. This is not the right time, it's not the right policy, and we would urge a no vote. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members, Duncan McFetridge representing Cadiz. I too wanna thank the author. I know that we tried really hard to forge a compromise, and I think this is a very complicated and difficult issue in terms of the science and the review. It only lends to this process, this gut and amend process, where it was gut and amended last week. We've only had one hearing to discuss, the issues surrounding groundwater recharge, sustainable yield, and what that science produced in both the EIR and the groundwater management plan. We urge the committee to hold the bill. We think we would like to come back and talk to the senator some more. We understand that folks are, it's a very, complicated issue. And we stand ready to work with the committee and with the senator in the year to come. Thank you.
Others in opposition?
Emily Pappas on behalf of the Santa Margarita Water District. We must respectfully oppose this bill. We are the lead public agency on this project. We don't have any of our own groundwater, so we just rely on imports and have relied on the potential for this project. And for the reasons stated, we oppose.
Thank you. If the rest of you could just state your name, your organization, and me too.
Certainly. Steve Cruz on behalf of the California Building Industry Association in opposition.
Mr. Chairman, Jose Mejia with the City Council of Labors. And if I may, Mr. Chairman, just very quickly,
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I asked.
No. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Felipe Fuentes here on behalf of the Associated General Contractors of California, as well as the Arizona-California Railroad line that operates along the Cadiz border there.
Mr. Chairman and members, Tim Kremens, International Union of Operating Engineers, in opposition.
Mr. Chair and Senators, Rosanna Carvacho here on behalf of the Otay Water District, Mission Springs Water District, the California Groundwater Coalition, and the Groundwater Resources Association of California, all in opposition. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other opposition, General, would you like to close?
I think I've said all I need to say, Mr. Chair. I do appreciate the opportunity to present.
Thank you. And I appreciate you, General. You're a thoughtful, gentleman legislator who tried diligently all day to make this work, to try to figure out a compromise. And frankly, it brings me to my sort of my conclusion. How we do what we do matters. The process matters. As Mr. Weiner, Mr. McGuire, Mr. Wykowski know, since I took the chairman of appropriations, I was asked by a number of my Senate colleagues to undo things that have been done by the prior administration. Each case, I've said no to my Senate colleagues. This is a policy where I actually support what you're trying to do in the bill. But I have to stand up for the integrity of the House. I have to stand up for how we do what we do. And regretfully, without objection, I'm going to hold the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
No objection. This meeting is adjourned.